This is Ted Kennedy. The major employment challenge of the post-Cold War era is to move from defense spending to a civilian economy in ways that create more jobs, not fewer jobs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's nonsense for you right-wingers to support artificially high Pentagon spending by claiming it's a jobs program. That's the wrong way to the future. It's the path the Soviet Union chose. Reckless spending on the military wrecked their economy and their country. The end of the Cold War is a unique opportunity to revive our own economy by using the peace dividend to invest in America. Dead-end military spending is no answer to the serious challenges we face. Let's redirect the talents of our scientists, engineers, and skilled workers to our major unmet needs that have been shamefully neglected for the past decade. Dollar for dollar, domestic investment creates more jobs than military spending, Al. If you shortchange the peace dividend, you're shortchanging America.
Well, you're the one using the wooden nickels, pal. The Republican Pentagon has never once called the defense budget a jobs program. Have another look. It's the Democrats in the House and Senate, afraid to face the voters in their districts who cling blindly to archaic reasons to keep the obsolete military bases from closing. You talk about a jobs program. Bush had been trying to close up some of those bases for years. Ted, under the Bush-Cheney plan to cut defense spending by $50 billion, more than 2 million jobs will be lost by 96. All we sensibly say is that we need to make a smooth transition into a peacetime economy, not some overnight heavy jolt that would push the country from recession to depression. I know that spending money is all you have ever known about basic economics, Ted, but just this once, why not act responsibly and cut military jobs while we develop civilian jobs? We need to make bread, not bread lines. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.